What do I find particularly interesting or compelling about Harper and other colonial Australian poets? In terms of Harper particularly, I myself am an academic and scholar interested in philosophical and theoretical problems. And I think the thing that most draws me to Harper is the way he works through philosophical problems in his poetry. His poetry really steps through different issues in often quite a logical way. It's full of questions, and especially towards the end of his career when he became more introspective and mystical, there aren't that many answers. So just to give you a little taste of that, I'll just give you a few lines from his final major work, The Witch of Hebron, this great epic poem that describes the many reincarnations of a doomed soul over the course of its immortal existence. So in the final part of the poem, the main character, this constantly reincarnated person, is reincarnated as a fetus in the womb. And Harper tries to describe what it might be like to see the world from the perspective of a fetus that's then growing into a grown-up. It's a rather strange thing to put in a poem, but this is how Harper tries to give you that perspective. Again, I had some deep down hold on being, dim as an oyster's in its ocean bed, an Aboriginal inception, like quick knitting knots of living roots, which terminated all in one smooth surface. Strong suctatorial powers, and I could detect sweet fruit from sour, warm presences from cold, and was beyond all doubt some living thing, some little vital centre upon which much comfortable influence impinged, for best I can recall. So at this moment, this is near the end of Harper's major work. He's trying to give you an idea of what he thinks is most fundamental to human nature. And he thinks that you can get at this by imagining the very, very, very beginning of your life and trying to work out what it is that enabled you to grow into the person that you are. And Harper says that deep down inside us is being, existence. It's a dim being, like an oyster's in its ocean bed. An oyster is simply clinging to a rock and feeds from the water that rushes past. It has no eyes, no limbs. It might have a sense of taste, but Harper says that this is how we begin, not living in a big complex world like we see all around us, but just with this deep down hold on being, like an oyster clinging to a rock. And interestingly, he calls this an Aboriginal inception. Aboriginal can literally just mean original or beginning. But obviously in Australia, this word Aboriginal has other meanings too. So it's quite an ambiguous word that you might want to think about. And then what takes us from this deep down hold on being to the complex beings that we are? Harper thinks that we have an innate principle of growth. And he describes how we begin as a little mass of cells and then reach out with tentacles into the world and grasp at what's around us. We begin almost as nothing. And we create ourselves from an inner ability to self-organize. And in some other poems, he thought that you could see human beings as a whole and the universe as a whole in this way too, as a self-organizing knot of living shoots, to quote The Witch of Hebron again, that there was a kind of universal evolution as the universe itself became more complicated and more conscious of itself. And you could look to other thinkers from this period who had similar ideas. There was the German philosopher Hegel at the beginning of the century, who thought there was a world spirit implicit in everything that was going on, and that every time we think, in some sort, certain sense, we're part of our thoughts are part of the universe itself. And there was the Jesuit priest later on in the early 20th century, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who was also an evolutionary biologist, and he thought that God was evolving. And that as intelligent species all across the universe evolved, they were progressing towards what he called an omega point, when intelligence would become so complete that God would emerge. So Harper is in this same tradition of people who believed that the universe itself has some vitality and life and consciousness to it, and he was trying to tap into that. So I find this, you could call it philosophical, you could call it religious, dimension to Harper's work extremely interesting. And I think that if you want to understand his politics and all that other practical part of his work and the way he tried to understand Indigenous people, you need to understand these underlying ideas that he used to fit everything together. So that's what really draws me to him. In terms of Dunlop and Wallachie, as I indicated in a answer to a previous question, I find Wallachie's indigenous poetics extremely interesting because it's something that's very unusual to me. And I find Dunlop's attempts to translate this not only from indigenous language into English, but to get the indigenous poetry and make it make sense to European readers who haven't been educated to understand that sort of poetry, but educated to understand a different sort of poetry. She has to do that. I find it interesting the way she tries to make this, what to a European mind looks unusual poetry, make sense to a European reader.